Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We are definitely doing the Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase. We are going to be playing nothing but indie music, hot indie tracks. If you have good music and you want to get your music submitted, all you got to do is hit me up, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Also, you can check in with us live in the chat room. We got the chat room popping off. You can submit your information in there and let us know how to contact you. Or you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and the chat room is right there and available to you, and we definitely want to hear your music. Let's get into this hot indie music. I love indie music. It's always, I love all types of music, but I love to hear indie music, indie tracks, and how people just go in and show their talent. So right now, we have to get into some South Florida Dawn. Big shout out to South Florida Dawn. Big shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. Let's get into it now. We got South Florida Dawn right here with Breathtaker. Let's go.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Money, bitches, cars, and clothes. Yeah, I gotta get it out. I'ma have to show these JV players how to really ball. Paper, yes, I hit it, but it's nothing if you spin it. I invest it overseas and see return on my investment. Keep my money, making money every dollar. I got a purpose. If you blowing it on bitches, then you broke and you deserve it. I don't ever pay for this, so this will come to me in groups now. Treat them like a farmer, keep them watered to make sure I plow. Every single inch of them, till the this will dry and barren. I ain't got a my swag is on galactic, call me George Jetson. I ain't gotta live, cause my money stays flexing. I ain't gotta trip, cause that bitch is coming back with every dollar that you give her, plus she gotta pay rent. Stacking $100 bills, I got tired of pills. You don't need a pharmacist, I'll get your whole prescription filled. Plus I got an army full of goons who feeling ornery in an arsenal to whittle holes in anyone's Armani. I be Cali for the evening, back in Florida in the morning. Jordy, you're up here, up Amsterdam and smoking till I throw up. Jumping wild and take them euros home, convert them, going by f***ing nine, and I'm the king up in this. So pardon me if I ain't patient, I be n***ish on these feet. You f***ing lames are constipated. Ain't it funny how the kid who grew up on me's getting money, and everyone who hated on me's coming begging me for something. But for y'all ain't got a dollar, you can holler, but I'm busy. Leave a message, I'll get back to you if I can find a minute. Cause my time costs money, if you want it then I'm with it. But I'm probably gonna have to hit your pockets to the empty. I be empty DMP. Believe me, they ain't seeing color. Only thing they think about is how I kill it like no other. They ain't never seen someone as clean. Call me baking soda, add a little coke and water. Bitch, now you addicted to it. I don't talk ish, talk money and I'm fluent. If you talking at your you a faking, I'ma prove it. I'm so fluid that you f***ing on my to get a sip. And I don't blame a single one of y'all, cause bitch, I be the ish. They say to learn from your mistakes. Lesson one, get off my d-. Lesson two, don't come at me talking natty bite. Never spilling seed, it gets gobbled up. Crazy little bitches want a sample they can bottle up. Bottle popping every dropping for a dollar. So I started throwing Ben Franklin, told him my kielbasa. Got my three vibe bitches taking names and they numbers, making sure we got enough rooms and we ain't running out of rubber. Big bills, flying glass, breaking models off. And I ain't Jewish, but I probably had his money in my coffin. I'm a jack of all trades, you a cat with all spades. Go ahead and run the table, bitch, I run the whole game. Casino wallet, tadios, mio. You don't fighter, you ain't gotta. You will never be this trio. You a happy meal, I'm a full card. That a five star, you a burger and a toy. I'm a rock lifestyle. Limos where I go, I don't drive like I'm Daisy. Pull up to the club, get the money, then I'm Swayze. Haters wanna hate me cause they see that I don't ever sweat. Stay up on my grind and feed the wolves, I need to see your back. Shit, that's how I be living life off all these mic checks. 3 minutes, 20 seconds, then I'm finally out of breath. Yeah.
Block Cartel right here. Dream big, man.
So it seems. If you feel worthless, no one's perfect, and I mean, there ain't a soul living that is thoroughly clean. One thing's for sure, two that's for certain. Never pass judgment, stay humble, keep working. Cheers to the victor, toast to the struggle. Pain I went through, got your boy still hurting. I stayed on my hustle, I see success lurking. Never could I picture my plan not working, cause I'ma go hard until they close my curtains. It's a full-time job just to stay above the surface. Lions and tigers are part of the circus. It's a jungle out here, dreams turn to deferment. Stay on your grind, I ain't trying to preach a sermon. Just no respect comes to those that have earned it. Now dream big.
Find music this good?
Nowhere.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
It's Phenomenal Radio. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. And you already know what it is. We rocking hard right now with the Diva Spot Radio Indie Artist Showcase. Y'all can check us out. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, come rock with us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Let's get into this cut right here by Lady G called Dear Mother. It's definitely a hot track, and we definitely feel it, and we love indie music. So let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father.
This right here, this is that Lady G, man. Dear Mother. Check it out. The ladies go hard, too.
And I ask you to bless all her.
Also, big shout out to WLUV Radio.
I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always see me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality. In visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core. Grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would knock me through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First, just make sure this doesn't happen to you.
Dear mother, that was so hard for me. But I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a home.
look back at the past. How the hurt hit haunted so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix. How long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do. Then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate. God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
That's right, y'all. Feel the music. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we getting down today. We doing something a little new because we all for the indie artists and putting indie tracks out there. So you tuned in live to the Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase. That was just Lady G with Dear Mama. I like that track. Matter of fact, I love that track right there. And if you got music that you want to submit and you know somebody that has good music, holla at me. Hit me on the Gmail at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. You can actually get that information in the chat room as well, or you can call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got another track that's going to be coming in by an indie artist by the name of Second Chance. The name of the track is Second Chance, featured on the Art and Music R&B and Poetry mixtape, and he is an R&B artist, and this song is called Second Chance. Press the one button to be heard. We got Genius live in the building. What a Genius. Holla at us, my G. How you doing today? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Queen? What's going on? Hey, I'm sorry, I was rushing in the process. The artist's name is RF Keys. That's actually his name, and the song is Second Chance. But I'm doing great, you know, me calling in to give support, you know, support the sister and the movement.
Oh, we definitely appreciate that. So, you know, we got to give you a large round of applause, man. That's just that basically how we get down. You know, we support nothing but the indie artists. And that track right there, Genius, tell me what you think about the track I was just playing by Lady G called Dear Mama.
I called in just as I didn't catch the beginning, but from what I heard, I like it. It's soulful, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's definitely something different. And you know me, I like different.
Yeah.
Know? is definitely different and away from a lot of the stuff that, you know, that's being played, which I definitely appreciate that.
That's definitely what's up, man. I love that track right there, and I love getting feedback on it. What was the name of the artist again that has this song, Second Chance?
R.F. Keys.
Oh, R.F. Keys. Okay, where is he out of?
Chicago. And he should be calling in, too.
Oh, that's what's up. We're going to get into some more of this music, but I want to bring a little light to the situation. It is kind of crazy. A mother was convicted of her son's death of jaywalking. She was jaywalking across the street with a four-year-old, and the four-year-old ended up getting hit by a car and killed. And they are actually charging her, and is really not looking too good. So all my mothers out there, dear mothers, you know, pay attention to what's going on, especially when you got those babies out in the street, and it's in the city is pretty crazy. So I just want you guys to be aware of what's going on, and don't let this happen to you, because, you know, it's so hard. It's so hard being a single mother, but at the same time, women, we be in so much of a rush that we don't pay attention to what's going on, and it's sad that her child is gone, and now she's being faced with the crime. So, ladies, gentlemen, pay attention to what's going on. We're going to get into more of this hot indie music, and when I come back, I want to introduce this artist because I'm very interested to hear what you sent me, Genius. You know how I get down. So we got some Adele here, and it's called Rolling in the Deep. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Don't underestimate
played it to the beat, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know what it is. It's a Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase where we play nothing but indie artists' hot music. When I say we get hot indie artists here, this is where they are. And we showcase them here because we appreciate definitely their talents. Genius, I'm about to play this song right here called Second Chance. I like the title already, A Second Chance. We all need a second chance. I think so. Let's go into it. Genius, why don't you introduce this one? It's 773, I see you, I'm about to get to you. Why don't you introduce this track so we can get right into it?
Okay, that's actually probably him too as well.
Oh, that's
actually,
the artist? Hold on, let's open the line up. We don't want the artist to do it. 773, can you hear us?
Yes, yes, I can.
Who's on
Hello?
The line with us?
This is RF Keys. RF Keys.
Welcome to the show, man. We definitely glad to have you here. Big Tony is pitching for you. Wow. So we got this music from Genius, and it's going to get showcased here today live on Diva Spot Radio. Tell us a little bit about you and tell us about this song.
Well, let's start with the basics. My name is R.S. Keys, which stands for Reese Finley on the keys because I was a pianist before anything else.
Okay.
Straight out of the south side of Chicago, born and raised, same neighborhood and everything. Love to the Wild Hundreds if anybody out there can hear me. But I'm just a humble dude making music because it's what I love to do. Hopefully y'all love it too, you know. The track is called Second Chance. It's written about a second chance at a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, from the heart, real soulful, self-written, self-produced, I guess. You know, real regular.
Real regular time. You know, real regular, you know. Sure. I like that. That's definitely what's up. Well, usually when artists, well, Genius, he never, when he says it's something, it's always something special. So it doesn't surprise me that you are more talented. But I'm glad that we have your song on the show today. So why don't you go ahead and do the intro, and we'll just jump right into the second chance. Because I think right now, Diva Mary Kay, I may need a second chance. So go ahead and introduce the track, and we're going to get right into it.
Coming to you live right now, first time premiere, Second Chance by RF Keys. Hope you enjoy it.
What's up, baby? Look here. I know everything I did before and everything I said to you the day that we broke up, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't right. But my life without you ain't right. And no matter what I said or what I did before, I want you to know that I'm here for you and only you. And right now, this is our second chance. Hear me out.
I look at you and I think about our good times. The way you make me smile whenever you cross my mind. Chance of a repeat, so will you?
lasting memory.
The only way it works right.
Stand here with me.
Give us our chance to make it to the end.
Without you, I'll go crazy, so I won't pretend that I'm okay with leaving you and acting like we're done. Girl, you mean the world to me.
You're my number one. Were you when I made you cry? That really hurt my heart.
Cause that's the first time ever that I pictured us apart. I'm standing right here.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we get down. We get in that Diva Spot artist, indie artist showcase rocking right now. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. King, I'm definitely feeling that second chance. That's a hot joint right there. At first I was like, it sounded like a little bit of Jagged Edge, but if my man was it singing that song to me or X was it singing that song? That's a beautiful song. So congratulations on that for pulling that talent out and putting it together. And just imagine your dude singing to you about a second chance of playing the piano. It's like a win-win. Like, dang, okay, bang, I forgive you now.
Well, I'm definitely honored to even to have him even reach out to me. You know, and even, you know, feature it on the upcoming project, you know, because he's very talented. You know me, I support indie artists and I support people who care about the craft. Yeah, I mean, but you know, I won't speak for him. I allow him to, you know, to speak. You know, I just appreciate music.
Wow. Am I on? Am I on?
Yes, excuse me, hear you. You live.
Oh, wow. I had to mute my iPhone real quick. I was upstairs streaming to my mom. I was like, they playing my song on the radio. She was like, what? I was like, never mind, Mom. You don't get it.
That's okay. We're going to play it again.
No, don't do that. Y'all don't got to inundate everybody with me. But no, definitely mad love to Genius for putting me on. Anybody who's listening, you need to cop that Art and Music mixtape. According to what Genius told me, it's dropping August 1st. Am I right, Genius?
Yeah, it's August 1st.
August 1st. It's not just me. It's probably like 10, 12 other strong, beautiful songs on there. So get at that immediately. Once again, much love for putting me on your show. I tried to send your DM back, but Twitter just hit me with the flex, yo.
Twitter does act up. I want to give a big shout out to D Slate, my people D Slate from the D Hour Show. He's definitely tuning in live in the chat room with us. We definitely got a lot of hot indie music that we're going to be playing, and he is another brother that is supportive of indie artists, indie music, good music. You know, we just don't want to always tag the music with indie man, independent artists, independent music, but we are into good music, and that second chance is great. That's definitely going to be going into my iPod too, because you know, when you're getting your workout on, you want to hear when you're cooling down, coming off that fourth mile, you want to hear something. For me, I want to hear something that's a little bit slow, but I really like how hit that high note. That's just Nikki Rich is live in the building too. Big shout out to my queen Nikki Rich. She's another queen. You need to holler at her because she's having a competition on her show.
Where?
Wow. And yes, she's having a competition on her show. I'm going to see if I can get her to call in and tell more information. But she's having a competition on her show, and the prizes at the end, 2 months of free promotions, you're going to get interviews and spins on like two or three different other shows. She's going to showcase your album and your work. So she has a great prize package over there for the indie artist. So I'm going to see if I can get her to call in to get more information. I definitely want to connect you guys. It's only $10 to enter this competition, but it's worth all the prizes at the end of the day. And she's welly connected just as well as D Slate. But that song, yeah, I'm going to submit it as well as a part. We are a part of Phenomenal Radio, Feel Good Music.
Phenomenal Radio, Feel the Music.
Yes, Feel the Music. And all the artists that come through us and come through Frontline Fridays, they go to phenomenalradio.com and we pay for spins. Let's see if I think we got Nikki Rich live in the building with us right now. Queen, can you hear me? 980, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry.
Hey, Queen, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I was just listening. I love your show. I love your show. And listen to the artists as well. They're hot, you know. So I'm just here to support you here and all the other stations that we are teamed up with as well. You know, just showing much love. It's, you know, it's hard out here being by yourself, but when you got people that, you know, support you and work with you, and everybody has one goal that they're trying to achieve, you know, you will prosper, you will do better. So, you know, you'll have relationships that you build and even more networks, bigger networks. So I'm just here to support you. For those who don't know, I'm Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio.
Hey, Nikki Rich, you got this competition that you got going on your show. You know, we have RF Keys live on the line. He got this song called Second Chance. I'm definitely going to play it again because it's my damn show, and I like the song, so guess what? it's going back on in a few minutes so you guys can hear it. But tell everybody about all the artists and everybody is listening about the competition that you have going on in your show and how to enter.
All right. Well, we have started a competition. It's pretty hot. I created it for artists to get heard, period, because I'm always hearing that, oh, can you hear my music? You want to listen to my music all the time. But we created iJive Presents, the first Rich Radio Sensation. And it's where we aim to find the next Rich Radio Sensation. The winner of the Rich Radio Sensation will receive, you know, an album, mixtape release. Like, we know that most artists have albums and mixtape release. So you're able to play it on the whole 2 hours. Whatever music you have, you know, you're able to play that. 1 month of promotion on and radio spins on Diva Spot Radio, as well as iJive Urban Rich Radio. So that's 2 months. And and 2 weeks of radio spins. 1 month promotion in 2 weeks. 2 months promotion in 2 weeks radio spins. And also you will receive a feature on Mike Hustlin out of Atlanta, as well as 2 week radio spins on D Slate of the D Hour Show. And you will also be featured on iJive Urban Rich Radio Blogspot.
Wow.
And in addition to that, you're getting a feature on Diva Spot blog as well. So this is all powered for the artists who take the time out to invest into their self. How can somebody invest in you if you're not investing into yourself? It's very important, and I'm so glad to know these people and have such a strong network that we really care about getting the artists exposed. Good music, not just the Bubba Yum Gum. And y'all know how I feel about the Bubba Yum Gum, and I'm going to keep my diva in. I ain't going to go there. But we are more in support of good music and for the artists so they can, you're making a payment, a small payment to get into these shows and to get this exposure. But we want to do business with the artists who love to grind, love their music. This is what they love to do, and why not expose that? We have a talent. We have a palette to expose these artists. So look at all that stuff that you get, and all you got to do is go to Nikki Rich's website. Nikki, put your website out there because we got another hand up in the call queue I want to get to where they can see all the details.
The actual competition is on www.ijiveurbanrichradio.blogspot.com, and that's spelled IJIVEURBANRICHRADIO, and it's ijiveurbanrichradio.blogspot.com. And you can find out about the actual competition. I just gave you what you will win.
She has told you what you're going to win, but not how you're going to work it out. And if you didn't get that, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and jump in the chat room. That website link is going up in the chat room. And the good thing about it, if you're not by a computer and you can't get it, that's okay because all our shows are recorded and you can go back later, listen to them, fast forward, rewind, download, tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some more feedback. And I want to go into this song, Marcus Allen, Half a Man. This is another hot track, too. Let's go ahead and open up the line. 623-544, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Diva Mary Kay, Nikki Rich, it's your boy D Slate. What's going on?
D Slate is live in the building. Yo, it's nothing but a movie over here. D Slate, holla at us.
What's going on? What's going on with y'all? I'm listening to the show. You know, y'all definitely, you know, spitting the knowledge about the industry and, you know, just giving them, the business about, what we're trying to do for the indie artists and the up-and-coming artists. And, it's, and it, you know, everything is real. All the statements are true. All the statements are real. you know, it's all about supporting you guys, but, you know, the bottom line is you got to be serious about what you're trying to do. You know, it's not just with us. You know, as an artist, you know, coming into the industry, nobody's really going to take you seriously if you ain't serious about yourself, and that's even when you're trying to get into the mainstream.
You're definitely right about that. Me and Jeez was having a conversation earlier today about, you know, a lot of people with the artists, and they were like, well, if you want to get spins, you're going to have to pay this $1,500, such and such and such. You have to make a business affordable. Instead of being greedy, be supportive. And that's the thing. That's exactly why we love what we do. And as you can see, we all show up to go up. You got Diva Mary Kay from Diva Spot Radio. You got Nikki Rich on the live for iJive Radio. You got D-Slay from the D-Hour Show. We all are here. You know, we showing up to go up to show the artists that we do have your best interest at hand. But you need to take care of some things with yourself. The first and most important thing is copywriting the music. We can't say this not enough times. Register your music with ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. If you're not registered, that's fine. If you don't know how to do it, reach out to us. Go to phenomenalradio.com. You can register for BMI free right there. But learning the business side of your music is very important. So, prime example, if we get your music, it's a hot track, we play it, we promoting it on our shows, and somebody steals your music, you can't be mad at us. You know, because we in it to win it, too. We showing up to get money in our pocket as well. We may be doing it for the love, but we ain't doing it all for free. The difference between us and other people is that we genuinely care about the artist and we make it affordable. But you want to protect your music. It's so important. You want to know the business side of it because at the end of the day, you're going to benefit and everybody else will, because once the lawsuits start flying, it is horrible. I done seen it. And hearing people paying out thousands of dollars right now, I mean, everybody's talking about the recession. It's just crazy. I mean, anybody can chime in on that. No need to get quiet.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you spoke the truth. I mean, I could speak firsthand on situations, you know, where I've encountered and dealt with that. You know, a lot, you know, knowing and understanding the business is very important. I try to, you know, tell a lot of artists that I work with, whether on my label or not on my label, about knowing the business. A lot of people want to get into the business, but they really don't understand, you know, the mechanics of the business, you know, or even how to present themselves properly in business. And you have to, you know, be able to do that. You touch on one of the most important things, and that's, you know, having the time and being willing to invest in yourself. Because if you're not willing to invest in yourself, nobody is going to want to invest in you. No labels can really take you seriously if you're not, you know, willing to invest in yourself, you know, and put in
personal,
the work.
Personal issues and drug problems, take care of that, y'all, before y'all start getting into business, please. Because I really, at the end of the day, and not trying to be funny, when you doing business with somebody and you have a contract, we don't care that your baby mother wilding. We don't care that you woke up late because you was getting drunk and high the night before. Take care of your business first and go holler at your baby mother and then do what you do later. Diva Mary Kay does not condone drugs. But do what you do later, man. Just take care of your business and the way you contact a person. If you're going to contact me about getting an interview or any one of us, Genius, Nikki, D-Slay, don't call me and say, yo, what the fuck is good, man? What's good with you? I want to get, you know, my song on your damn show. Like, holla at your boy. Holla at your girl.
You know, I want to say this, and you know, I want to definitely say too that it's a lot. I've come across a lot of cats too, and I'm pretty sure Nikki and yourself, you know, and Diva has too. I've come across some actual indie artists who's gotten a little ahead of themselves, you know, where they actually got into the mainstream. You know, I've had some cats who, you know, I was trying to put on, you know, get them on to do an interview and let everybody get a different side of their personality and a different side of them. And, you know, I've actually had cats tell me, well, you know, I really don't do internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, well, I really don't. You know, I really don't do internet radio. And I told him, I said, well, you know, good luck to you and your endeavors, bro. I said, because if you ain't got the money, you won't be doing commercial radio either.
Exactly.
That's just real.
I can tell you, I can touch on that news flash. Right now, the broadest fan base right now is abroad overseas with millions. You know what I'm saying? It was like over 13 million in totality, you know, of listeners as far as internet radio. The new span for, you know, the volume of music being put out and to be able to reach artists right now is internet radio other than satellite radio, because analog radio only reaches a 30-mile radius, you know, so. And the channels that you have to go through as far as reaching out and getting your stuff on mainstream radio is very difficult.
And a news flash to all these cats trying to get into the industry, computers are the new age thing. Computers are everywhere. Computers are being used for everything. So don't think that this is just something new that we're trying. No, computers is what's running the world right now. So everybody named Mama is on computers and listening to computers and doing internet radio and watching movies online and all types of different things. So let's not get it twisted.
Let's not get it twisted. What about smartphones? Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, I was just wanting to chime in on what you're saying about the internet radio, too. I also want to let the artists, their managers, producers, or whomever trying to be a part of these radio shows, whether it's Blog Talk or not, to know that we are a business, we are professionals, we're here to support you. But the way that we also come, I mean, the way that you present yourself, whether you're a manager or not, is very important, because we are a business, and some seem to not think, oh, because this is an internet show, we can have whomever that we want on at any time, and it's not like that. And, you know, they're not taking the internet radio as serious. And so, you know, I had a manager with a big, well, I would say I'm almost big time artist, come and says, can we have her on your show? And I was like, you know, we are booked up. And he was like, well, I mean, you said we could have on anytime. When we say, you know, you're welcome to come on anytime, it's not meaning anytime. You know, you have
right.
to take a schedule and a calendar. And prior to that, I had asked for the artist to be on anyway. And the artist, I was told, you know, I personally asked, because it's not too many times that I've asked. You know, most of the artists have gotten linked up with me, which it is a matter, really. But when I asked for the artist, that particular artist to come on, I was told she couldn't come on. And it was, you know, I was like, okay. But now I guess people see how the show is, and it's got a lot of buzz. It's now, we got to get her on your show. But guess what? We're booked up, so you can't get this person on your show.
It's like the
but
Mike
my
Jones,
point
that's
is,
it. Mm-hmm.
My point is also how you present yourself. You know, you don't think that, you know, we are not just like any other radio station. You know, we are just like everybody else. We're actually better, I would mm-hmm. say, because we're worldwide. I had tonight, I had a show, and I had people call in from Canada and Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from Jamaica, they couldn't understand because, you know, of the accent. But, I mean, that's how you know people are tuned in all over. A guy from Paris hit me up this past week. So, I mean, we have a lot of, you know, networks from all over. We're worldwide, and we take these artists and whomever, whether you have athletes, actors, models, whomever, we take our jobs very seriously. It might not be actually in a building where you have all this equipment. You know, it just depends. Some people are. But, you know, we take it very seriously. So, you know, you come correct. And the way you present yourself, that makes us want to have you on the show. But don't burn bridges and don't, you know, disrespect the host or the actual DJ of the show, you know, because I think it's kind of disrespectful of how you come. And I've even had, like, tweets that say, so what is it you do, you know? I mean, how can we get out? You know, they just say, what is it you do about the radio music thing? I mean, what is this?
With people who does that, and those are people are the ones that go ahead and say,
I still ain't got my 40 acres and a mule.
You know, they think that I still ain't got my 40 acres in the mule. I mean, come on now. Even with doing it online, I love that we do this online because my artists can be anywhere in the world that
exactly.
they want to be and call into this show. I can interview them. I can promote them. I'm promoting as we talk it. I can interview. I can promote them. And I can spin their music at the same time. There's not that they have to travel any, you know, expense. A lot of people were so used to going to the studios. I could set up a studio anywhere. Hell, I can get a studio apartment and put a studio in there. But it really doesn't mean that when you came and did that interview that it was going to do something for you afterwards. And I said this earlier, I put it out on Twitter. A lot of people are throwing these names around. I know this person, I know that person. But what can you do for me and my business? You can say, you know, Diddy, Lil' Kim, Mary J. Blige, but that it has nothing to do with nothing until I know that you can do something for my business. And for,
exactly.
you know, those people who say, oh, I don't do internet radio. If I was an artist, I'd do internet, I'd do FM, I'd do AM, I'd do a baby mama station, a baby father station. It's all about your work ethics and the way that you go in, what you put as a quality. And some artists I've had to turn down because I'm hip-hop. I'm an 80s baby. It's a culture. It's not something that you do. It's a lot of stuff out here that got into the industry that don't need to be in the industry because it was just populated. Prime example, what's this crazy-ass lady name too? Lady Gaga. What the fuck is it? Yeah, her. What is her significance in the industry? You know, Gaga. I mean, I understand that she got all this music because she do all these crazy things, but I listen to some of her music and it's all right, but it really doesn't hold a candle to the real indie artists out here that's getting down. And for a person to say, oh, we don't do online, we don't do internet radio, use a fool. Because do you know how many people that we reaching the masses with this? I don't want to just reach 30 miles of people. I want to be all over the world. And at the end of the day is what you can do for the artist because, you know, how can you put their music out there? How can they get exposure? We talking about interviews. You get features on websites. Your music is still in rotation. And we pay Diva Spot Phenomenal Radio, we pay for spins quarterly. All these other radio stations having you come, you paying them. You paying them out your pocket for a budget that you really don't have, hoping to get some type of endorsements or sponsors later on. But you come and pay us a small fee and get a big fee. Like, maybe it's me. You know, maybe it's me that think that way. But, you know, we got to still stay in contact with the people who are like-minded people. And I learned this in my Mary Kay business before we get into Marcus Allen, half a man, because a lot of you women are half a woman and men are half a man. But you can get it's all right to get 1,000 no's, but it's that a million yes that counts. And I take that with me every day. You need to get those 1,000 no's to get that a million yes, because that a million yes is what's going to count. This is the person that's going to be able to do something for your career, not just your music, your career. We are more into branding and giving exposure to the artists so they can be able to take care of their families. Now tell me where y'all going to find that at. tuned. Let's get into this music right here. When we come back, we're going to go get into more deeper into the educational part of the game and also shed more light to these indie artists. And after I play Marcus Half a Man, I'm going to play Mr. Key's joint, Second Chances. I want y'all to hear. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Let's go. R.S. Keys, y'all. It's called Second Chance, and it's played right here live on Diva Spot Radio, where all indie artists and hot indie music live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tweet, text, Facebook, tell a friend that R.S. Keys is getting played right here live, because we need a second chance, man.
What's up, baby? Look here. I know everything I did before and everything I said to you the day that we broke up, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't right. But my life without you ain't right. And no matter what I said or what I did before, I want you to know that I'm here for you and only you. And right now, this is our second chance. Hear me out.
I look at you and I think about our good times. The way you make me smile whenever you cross my mind.
And when I look at you,
I'm reminded of the pain that you brought me. And I don't wanna take a chance of a repeat.
Phenomenal Radio.
This is Phenomenal Radio, y'all, and that was definitely a hot track right there. I'm feeling that track. That was definitely by RF Keys, and he's out of Chi-Town, man, and it's called Second Chance. Y'all need to follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com. /RSKeys. Follow him there, get to know him, get to know what he's all about, and definitely holler at him about getting that music. It's definitely going to be on this hot upcoming project that Genius has coming out on August the 1st. I'll definitely have that in rotation. But I want to get feedback on that right there. D Slate, can you hear me?
No doubt.
Oh, my God. How do you feel about that song right there?
Well, definitely, I want to give shout-outs to my man, fellow Chicagoan, no doubt, doing his thing. And I'm definitely going to get in touch with him so he can get some rotation on the D Hour show. I'm going to tell you like this. When I was listening to it, it made me feel like I was listening to Silk.
Mm. I said the Jagged Edge.
I kind of felt like Silk. You're right, you know, a little bit of Jagged Edge. But yeah, that's the flavor that I was getting from it. I mean, the brother got skills. I mean, he definitely got a hit with that one.
He played the piano too. He multi talented over here. Where your wife at?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I felt it was like that. You know, and if he's doing it like that, I mean, that's that Alicia Keys flavor right there. Getting his thing on, playing the piano. I mean, that's what's up.
Oh my God, I'm definitely feeling that track right there. Shout out to Guest 46 and Guest 53. We definitely thank y'all for tuning in to Diva Spot Radio. If you want to get your music showcased, yeah, this is Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase. If you want to get your music showcased on the show and get it played, all you got to do is hit me up at send an email and make sure you label your tracks, meaning you go to the track, you go to the properties, you put the artist name, and you put the song name. And when you send it in an email, make sure you put in the subject your name and leave your contact information. We do love playing indie music, but we love it when you show up to support your own music. You got to call in and support your music for us to start to play your music. All you got to do is send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Wow, Ms. R.F. Keys, like, it's definitely good feedback. And, you know, when you started to do the song and when you started to make the song, what did you think was going to be the feedback for this particular cut? Because I know you have a lot of them that you probably like, but what did you think that was going to be a feedback for this one?
Honestly, just to be real, I was standing in the studio with my engineer, Leo Getz. I was standing there just shaking in my boots like, hey, man, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do that? He was like, man, chill. Just think about the girl that you wrote it about, because I know you wrote it about somebody. Think about her. And really just go from there. And when we got to mixing it and we got to doing the highs and the lows, I was like, well, I hope people like it. I mean, the comparison to Silk and Jagged Edge, that's, man, humbling right there. But, man, I was just hoping people would like it. Just, you know, I like it. I hope y'all like it type thing. But, man, I'm real
happy when I heard it. I mean, when I heard it, bro, like I said, you know, definitely shouts out to a fellow Chicagoan doing this thing. But like I said, when I heard it, man, Silk was the thing that came to mind, you know. And I was like, wow, I'm feeling some Silk right there. You know, he got that Silk flavor. And you're right. You know, a lot of times when artists are creating songs, they're just hoping that people like it. But you know, I mean, if you can go beyond that reaction. You definitely moving in the right direction, bro.
He's definitely moving in the right direction, and that's one of the things that even brought it about it to me. Shout out to Danielle for even introducing them to me, because I love and appreciate people who are actually musically inclined and care about the craft. So it's definitely going to be a lot of things in the future, you know what I'm saying, as far as them. So definitely stay tuned to them.
That's definitely what's up. Big shout out to Ziggy Stardust in the chat room with us. We accept all genres of music. I love hip hop. I love soul. I love rock. I like alternative. I love all good music. As long as it's radio ready and we don't, I don't want to hear about people getting body. I really don't care about you sipping on scissor. You can smoke as many blunts on your time and all the menage a trois and the groupies that you have. Please keep it over there because it's not accepted right here on Diva Spot Radio. We are all about inspirational music with a message, and that's going to be able to be carried for years on. Longevity, longevity. That's one thing I wanted to put out there, too, longevity. Marcus Allen, the song that I just played, Half a Man. What's y'all feedback on that one? I'm going to start with you, King Genius. I'm going to start with you. I'm going to go to Mr. Keys and then Slate, I come to you. Genius, what's your feedback on Half a Man?
Well, I think, I mean, he's a great artist, and I think very, very, very slept on, actually. You know, and I appreciate people who are creative and the craft and conscious. You know, a lot of people don't support too much conscious music. I think that it's more relevant and more important right now in the industry than ever because so many people are strayed away from it. All things go through seasons. They go through changes. But, you know, we really need to get back to the root of what it's really all about. And that's, you know, sharing, learning experiences, and progressing, you know. And we definitely need to get away from the violence that, you know, has been attached, you know, especially more so to the hip-hop genre. And when you look at all of the other, you know, types of music, you don't get the association that rap and hip hop has. You know, mm-hmm. you go to a country awards show or event, you know, they're not breaking out in violence, they're not trying to kill each other, they're enjoying the music and the craft. You know, you go to a lot of the other, you know, shows, and even internationally, because I've traveled around the world, and when you go in these other places, it's appreciated and there's a respect. We got to let go of the hate. Please let go of the hate. Love. Spread love, not hate, people. You know, start supporting each other, for real. You know, I won't get too deep and elaborate on it, but I really can't. I can't stand to see us hate on each other and put each other down. Uplift instead of putting down people. If you don't like something,
and you're right about
entitled
that.
To that. Don't like it, but don't hate a person and try to hinder them. You know.
You definitely right about that, about supporting each other. And my girl Alicia on a mission. Buffum is live in the chat room. Alicia has my weight loss challenge. She has been doing a fantastic job with her weight loss challenge. She is an inspiration to me and thousands of women all over the world. So I definitely support the queen, and I definitely support her movement and everything that she is doing. You know how you just come past one individual person in life that you know is a genuine person, and you want to do what you can to support them and on their mission and everything. I support this queen. I definitely support her. Y'all can be her friend. Friend her on Facebook. You can go to My Weight Loss Challenge and MWLC. Google that. MWLC, she'll pop up. She'll show you her weight loss challenge. She has lost a lot of weight over the years, and now she's recently on a mission to raise funds for a surgery that she's having done, because after you lose, you go from about 400 pounds to about 100, 200 pounds there. In the weight loss, there's going to be some skin that's going to be left afterwards. So she has a fundraiser that she's having for that surgery, and I definitely support her. I love you, Queen, and I thank you for tuning in to the show. You always rock with me, and that's what real queens do. And like you said, Genius, supporting one another. It's each one teach one. We have to start doing that. You have to start being of service to people. And Ziggy, I'm going to get your music in a minute. Thank you for submitting it. I'm going to check that Gmail in a minute. But it's all about us supporting one another. Be of service. I can give you something without really wanting any gain. What I really want is for you to be your best. And I think that's where somewhere along the line we lost connection with each other. But it takes one of us. All it takes is one person to be a leader, because it's a lot of followers out there. So, you know, now what we're doing here is just going to continue on to be, you know, it's going to spread. It's going to be a ripple effect, like you're throwing a pond into a water and the ripples affect everything around you. I have keys. I want to get your feedback on the Marcus Allen joint, Half a Man.
Well, before I even say anything about Marcus Allen, to Alicia, Queen, that is what's up. Continue doing what you're doing. I love you. Man, that's touching to my heart, because, you know, it's my sister is on a Weight Watchers program right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Man, it's a beautiful thing to hear. Now about this Marcus Allen joint.
I'm gonna put her information, her Facebook, into the chat room. Y'all have to see. She went from 358 pounds to 197 pounds, and you have to see all the people she has. She's out of Oregon too, but she is affected, and I am one of them. I'm starting my weight loss challenge with her as well, but it just brings me tears of joy for what she's doing. And all the queens out there, you know, dealing with weight loss and over the years, you know, you don't have to feel any type of way. You can do it. You just got to have a plan and some determination. So, yes, it's going up in the chat room. And, Mr. Keys, you can go ahead and give me your feedback on Marcus Allen, because I love her so much. I talk about her the whole show.
I definitely understand. Definitely understand that Marcus Allen joint. Man, I was listening to it. I was like, I want to go to the studio right now. I sent a text message to my engineer like, sir, I have to catch up with the guy Marcus Allen. That was a great song. Had a message with it. Beautiful, beautiful music, beautiful arrangement. Man, I hope me and that guy cross paths one day so I can just, you know, shake his hand. I don't even got to work with him. Just shake his hand.
We can make that happen, you know, Diva got connections, baby. We can make that happen. So that's great feedback. And Slate, I got your message too. I got it here. Slate, I want to get your feedback as well, so we can get into more music, because I got some more stuff for y'all, man.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, Marcus, that's definitely a nice joint right there. I was liking that, but you know, listening to it, you know, I kind of felt something, you know, that I haven't really felt in a long time, especially listening to a lot of the music that we hear on the radio, commercial radio. It had personality, you know, and you can't really say that a lot about a lot of the music that we listen to now, because a lot of the stuff kind of sounds the same. There's no personality anymore in a lot of this music that people are playing on a radio on a consistent basis, but personality, and that's what I liked about it. It's a great song, and bro, keep doing your thing, and definitely get in contact with me, and we'll definitely get it played on the Hour Show, no doubt.
No, most definitely. Let's get into this song by Buko and DJ. These are brothers, and they got this song called What It Is. It's an upbeat tempo song, and it's very catchy. Let's get into it right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, and we're getting our showcase on. We are showcasing indie artists' music. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's phenomenal radio, baby. What it is.
Hey, y'all, see you down there scoping me out, baby. Let me buy you a drink or something.
I'm in the VIP or the club. And when you see me, shawty, go on, show me love. Go on, holler, what it is. What it is. What it is.
Center of the flow, girl. I'm coming up and notice you, wing.
Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low, drop it low,
I'm about to shift the party, why don't you come with me? Let me take you round town to see my city. Until you get up with me, you know where.
club. And when you see me, shawty, come show me love. Go on, holla, what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is.
I just think that cut right there is just really snappy. I'm in the VIP or the club. I like that one, that joint right there. I like that cut. It's another one that I have here. That was Bruco and JD, and that song is called What It Is. I got another one that I want y'all to hear. This one is by Rock Grizzly. It's called Because I'm Black. He is live out of Jersey City. Shout out to Jersey, shout out to the East Coast, but he's from Jersey City, and this one is a good one, too. It's called Is It Because I'm Black, man. Let's
is
go.
It because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Is it because of my skin? I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume is just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied variance to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't want to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shade, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking proper. Reading with a Birmingham shake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know. System knocking rims, everything a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the street shop. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me, they be riding dirty, it's just not an option. Cops ride by and see me and make a U turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear like, see, I told you hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard. Asking for my license, registration, and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pull me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact. Didn't want a stop sign, is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me.
Somebody tell me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
justice in this world for people like me. When straight being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get where we get, the outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare, we grow with the food stamps and cheap food. Through all this, they telling us to get good grades in school. It's hard when the roaches and the mice be in your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in the hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juveniles trying to survive, catching the early bed. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Hold on. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Follow me, y'all.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Where else can you find music this good?
Nowhere. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go. You already know you tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay. We are live on air. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's the Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase. You know how we get down, man. Or you can hit us up in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Get in the chat room and rock out, submit your music. We'll take a listen to it and we'll get it uploaded on the switchboard so we can definitely keep it moving. I got three joints here. Ziggy sent me some music. And one is Autumn Springs, Turk Sutton. I listen to Turk Sutton. I like that. And the other track, number 11, send me that track back again that says 11 track and label it, please. But we're going to be uploading it soon so we can get a listen. I want to go to you, D. Slate. What you think about Rock Grizzly? Is it because I'm black? And in the chat room, y'all can give feedback, too.
I'm going to tell you right now, everything you've been playing so far, I've been feeling it. I mean,
I got the ear.
The music is definitely hot, and I'm going to tell you right now, brothers, talk to your boy D. Slate. I mean, that's hot music, and I love to play hot music on my show, definitely. So that's hot. I mean, I know I'm going to definitely get some great feedback on it. That's some hot tracks, man. I'm loving it. I'm definitely loving it.
Most definitely. Mr. Keith, what you think about Rock Grizzly, Because I'm Black?
Is it because I'm black? Man, I like it. I like it a lot. I was over here bumping my head to it. My cousin just walked in the house just now. We was both bobbing our heads to it. Like, man, this is nice. This is nice. Man,
that's definitely
because I'm black.
Yeah, is it because I'm black? And we don't want to make it seem like, you know, it's all about black people over here, which it is. But, you know, everybody, whether you black, white, Hindu, Spanish, Korean, Japanese, Vietnamese, we all experience police brutality and racism. But, you know, when people make music like that, he was like, you know, my license and registration is good. Everything is good. It's not an option for me to be riding around dirty. He said it. It's not an option. So, you know, what him saying that, and Twerk something, Ziggy, I need the name of these artists. I need the name of the artists I got the song. I need the name of the artist. I need you to resubmit this, please. But when they make this song, it's real. Like, this is what it is. It's not an option for me to be riding dirty. And I like what he said, you know, the firm handshake, you look him in the eye, that's the showstopper. It's real, but it's comical. But so we have to make sure that education is the key, y'all. Education is the key. Even if you are artist or whatever that you do, if you whatever your craft is, make sure you educate yourself. It's so important because a lot of us, we getting jerked out of a lot of opportunities and a lot of money because you're not educating yourself. And that's real. I can't tell y'all too many times, you know, learn your business before you do your business. I was taught that. Learn your business before you do your business. I got another track by this queen called Cinnamon Brown. It's called Heartbroken. Let's get into it right now. Let's go.
Heartbroken.
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 Heartbroken. Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Fun, Diva come 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 to Diva Fun, welcome to Diva Fun. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Diva Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kate, Mary Diva, Mary Kate, Mary Diva, Mary Kate, Mary Diva, Mary Kate, Mary.
The Diva, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, two snaps in the air. That was Cinnamon Brown, right? Well, that was S. Collie right there. Big shout out to S. Collie for doing that amazing drop for me. Diva is always taking drops. So if you want to do a drop from the show, hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And that was my girl Cinnamon Brown with Heartbroken. I think R.S. Keys, Mr. Keys, you and Cinnamon Brown should do a song together, because she talking about she heartbroken and you asking for a second chance. So I just think that really would be good. I want to get your feedback, Mr. Keys, on Cinnamon Brown, Heartbroken.
Well.
Let me
go shout. Somebody hold my mule, because that was it right there. The smoothness of the voice with the way that she did her doubles and her drops. Man, how could you leave me heartbroken? Man, and what you just said, doing a song together. I'm actually writing a song right now for my second project called Conflict of Interest, which is, man.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to do my best to try to get that together and make it happen. D. Slade, I know you over there listening. You a smooth brother, and that's a smooth cut, and I thought you would like that one. What's your feedback on that?
I'm going to tell you right now, I was loving that. And the thing about it is, that's why I can't, I definitely can't wait to get a chance to talk to you about some of the, I'm going to tell you like now, there's quite a few artists that I play on my show that sound just like that. I'm going to tell you like that sound like that or even better. So she was hot. It just reminded me of some of the talented artists that I play on my show. It reminds me of some of the music that I play, and it's hot. It's definitely hot.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Big shout out to my queen, Cinnamon Brown. That was a hot joint right there. Right now, we need to get a public service announcement from my girl, Medea.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
That's real.
Thank you, Madee. So real. Wait, I couldn't hear you, Keys. What you say?
Keep it closed to get you a bigger closet. I died on the inside.
Oh, man, that was definitely a hot joint right there. We're going to go into a little mix down. I want to get, I got music. He submitted music, The Skywalkers, and it's called Twerk Something, and it's another one called Roses. So we definitely want to get that into play. And Ziggy, make sure y'all call in to support y'all music as well. Let's see. It's crazy when your arsenal is so big that you don't know what you want to do.
Oh, my damn.
Oh, man. Like, what do I want to play? I just love music. I still got my Radio Raheems, man, from ninth grade. I still got them, and I still listen to music and lay back and listen to it. So, Monkey S.A. Did a song called Big Pun's Back. I know Rick Ross and them did Tupac's Back, but Bunky, he did Big Pun's Back, so I want to play that one. Let's get into it right now. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go.
If you don't know already, I know where you've been, you know what I'm saying, with Trevor Squad. T-Squad is locking it down right now, you know. We're trying to make history again. We already made history. First Latinos to go platinum in hip-hop, you know. I let everybody know who was the nicest, you know what I'm saying? But the underground is so small. Now we're taking it to the next level. The whole world know who the nicest, you know what I'm saying? That way, you know, we finally get our due, you know what I mean?
Big Pun's back, that's all my niggas screaming at. Big Pun's back, bitch, I'm still not a player. Facing capital punishment, Bronx block, stone lock. Fat nigga, I'm running it. My scar full of terror, push a Porsche Panamera. See Christopher Rio when I look in the mirror. Yeah, baby, that's me. Javi on Fordham Road, dead in the middle of Little Italy. All of them know that Big Pun's back. Big Pun's back. First time I heard him spit, I saw a Big Pun was black. Said that man Joey crack. One day in the Bronx, round for him in the corner store. That's all that I want. Get that TSP, get that 600 band. Go to the telly on Boston Road with some hoes and my friends. Yellow goatees and teeth, see the white diamonds glowing. Got the rollie in the tube and links are matching and showing. Catch me with your face, disrespect, cut your face. Baby mama got my bail money, catch a new case. From the boat to the bucket, gotta show up the car. Drink some Henny, mix some Remy, smoke a bunch of new parts. We go to IHOP and Wendy's. Bell KFC, catch a body in the city, I'll stop playing with me. Ride around with some guns, all them niggas my sons. When I walk up on the block, they be like Bunky's Big Pun. Big Pun's back, Big Pun's back. That's all my niggas screaming at. Big Pun's back, bitch, I'm still not a player. Facing capital punishment, Bronx block, zone lock. Fat nigga, I'm running it. My scar full of terror, push a Porsche Panamera. See Christopher Rios when I look in the mirror. Yeah, baby, that's me. Javi on Fordham Road, dead in the middle of Little Italy. All of them know I went from skinny to fat, then from fat back to skinny. Had a pretty bitch from Castle Hill, her nickname was Remy. Know my gun full of clips, and my crew is too. I'm a fly fat nigga, nigga, do what it do. Smoke some weed with my mom, fuck a bitch with my pop. That nigga bitch. All I used to do on the block, living life day to day. Please don't get in my way. Mama, I just killed a man, I had to blow him away. I'm never leaving the Bronx, I'll be here till I'm dead. Till I catch a heart attack and I get sent to the feds. Probably jerk for a Grammy, smoking perp in Miami. Pretty bitches I be dicking, put the work in they panties. Flipping white from the heights, every night getting right. Wake up drinking liquor, always trying to get in the fight. Pistol whipping my wife, but I got love for my kids. Big money back, everybody know what it is.
Because what happens, I used to shit on beats, you know what I mean? I take a dope beat and rhyme it and it don't sound so dope no more because I shit on it.
Let's get into some So High by B.O.P., man.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I test life maybe once or twice. When I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. When I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having.
Every morning I wake up, I got a bitter smell up on my face. Chickens be chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm living large, apartments looking like all the space. Throwing hella parties, watching you jiggle, baby shake.
Yes, that's how me and my homies doing it. On the road to happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour the air, he polluting it. Going shopping, hitting the different malls every day. B.O.B. is a little bigger than my nigga Day. I can't forget my cousin like he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same the way I be taking these hoes. Give it to me so easy, feel like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera wall and flex, I be flanking the pole.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. But I feel so high, I think I can fly maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
First day, hoodie, cargo, jacket, the mattress. Need a couple dollars, so I'ma go lift off the mattress. On my outfit, smoking just like some matches. Gotta put on my boy Snapchat, doesn't matter. Feeling good, looking good, doing it, being me. Dope and all ahead, doing my society. Never had a Twitter, but all the bitches follow me. Feeling so good, even Stevie Wonder can see. The beautiful and wonderful life a nigga lives. Super happy like I'm a Muslim at a masjid. Cartoons eating candy like I'm a little kid. Me and my nigga skateboard, what we do it big. Like Tony busting the alley, running for my kids. Haters talking, I'm messing them up like a bad wig. Sitting back, posted, waiting for my next gig. Wanna holler, got me in South Florida, still I live.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life.
My life is so high.
I think I just fly maybe once or twice. But I feel so high. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high. Day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high. I just feel so high. And I don't know why. Don't know why. Feel like I've been smoking la 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 la. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life, but I feel so high. I think I just lied maybe once or twice, but I feel so high. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping, but I feel so high. Day by day, look at all this fun I'm having, and I feel so high.
Look at all this fun I'm having, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. You know what we're doing today. We are doing the Diva Spot Showcase. This is how we get down, man. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. Got to give a shout out to Clear J.
How are you doing?
Okay, big shout out to Clear J. Big shout out to the Skywalkers. I definitely listen to the joint. We're going to get them in there loading so we can play them. Big shout out to RF Keys. Mr. Keys is live in the building with us. Big shout out to the Real Slim Baby. All my family over there at Phenom Radio. You want to go to phenomradio.com right now and check out all the stuff that we are doing. You can download our tour bar. You can get on the Powers Players list. You can get paid for your spins. You can submit your music. We are doing so many big things, and we are getting a lot of exposure everywhere that we go, and we got more hot things to come. So, again, that's www.phenomradio.com. If you didn't get that, you will get it at the end of the show because it's recorded. And if you're in the chat room, it's going to be put up in there in a few seconds. But that was B.O.P. right there, so high. I'm definitely feeling it, Jordan. That's like a summertime joint. That would kind of remind me of Will Smith, Summer, Summer, Summertime. I like that song, but I definitely want to get your feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to get your mic open so you can get heard. D-Slay, give me a feedback on B.O.P., man. So high.
You know what? I agree with you. Listening to it, I was reminded me of that Will Smith joint. It had that type of flavor. You know, you just, you know, it made me want to go outside and, you know, and just get my kick it on, get my relax on. That's what I was feeling from. I liked it though. It was nice.
That's what's up, Mr. Keys. Give me your feedback on BOP so high.
While I had my phone on mute, I was talking to my cousin, and we was both saying, you know, summertime, you know what I'm saying? Just vibing to it. It's good music. The talent was there. Good mix. I love it. End of story.
That's definitely what's up, man. We definitely appreciate the feedback and y'all tuning in live. Now, the one that Bunky did, Big Pun's Back. I like the fact that he did Big Pun's Back. Big shout out to Big Pun. That was my G. You know, he did. He definitely came in and he held it down for the Latinos. He definitely was a major part in the game. But it's just some things that I don't agree with the lyrical context of it. But I like the fact that he went in to represent a legend that was in the game, Big Pun, to do Big Pun's Back. There's nothing wrong with paying homage. It's so important for us to pay homage, no matter, even, you know, the artist, to the radio personality, to whoever, whatever industry you're in, there's always somebody before you that paved the way for you so you can get to where you are. But, I mean, I like the energy of the track. I may not agree with the lyrical content, but I definitely want to get y'all feedback. Slate, we're going to start with you.
You know what? I like the track. The track was nice. I do agree. You know, some of the lyrical content, you know, I wasn't really feeling too much, but I was definitely feeling the track without a doubt. And definitely props to him for, doing a little thing for Big Pun, because I like Big Pun. Big Pun was definitely nice. He was one of my favorite artists, Hispanic artists, definitely.
Oh, that's what's up. Keys, give me your feedback.
I'm just going to say I co-sign to everything D-Slay just said.
That's definitely what's up. I like how you keep it neutral. You ready for the spotlight, baby. You ready for the red carpet. We throw these questions at you like, I'll agree with D-Slay said.
That's real. I think it's always good to, you know, I've ran across a few artists myself who's trying to get in, you know, get some play and get into the mainstream. And they, you know, they've always told me, man, you know, just give me your honest opinion, you know, be real critical, and, you know, because that's the kind of feedback that I need. And, you know, in this business, you know, we got to be able to do that. And as an artist, you know, you have to be able to take the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. You have to take the good and the bad. The you know, and when, if you make a mistake on something, mistakes makes it so much better because it teaches us what we shouldn't do the next time. The beautiful thing about a work in progress is the flawless finish. Y'all remember that. Remember Diva said that. Diva Mary Kay said the beautiful thing about a work in progress is the flawless finish. And the flawless finish only comes from the Most High, the God of your understanding. That's what a flawless finish is, to understand that you are a work in progress. You can always be able to take constructive criticism and get better at it and accept your haters. I love my haters. All my haters that's tuned in right now, go to www.hatedivamarykay.com and leave a message, and we may play you on the show. But right now, Diva Mary Kay want to twerk something. I got this song, The Skywalkers, and it's called Twerk Something. Let's get into it now. Ziggy, y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to get your mic open. Let's go.
Yeah. Twerk something. Baby girl, twerk something.
I don't juggy, all I do is piss. Eyes low, but I'm looking at you, looking at you. Tell you that she love you when she thinking about my tea. I'm getting money, spend my time on my wrist. My daddy told me never spend a dime on a bitch. I'm hustling, I can sell a house to a brick. I know bitches who sell a mouth for the rent. I'm wondering if they got a discount for a pen. You trying to make some money, shake that ass over here. I whisper in her ear while I'm rubbing on her rear. If you ain't burning rubber, tell me switch another gear. Never tell me them three words that I don't wanna hear. If not, rest in peace to the. I own that, got a key to the. Hunter the hound, I'm a beast to the. Spitting some real shit, getting deep with the. Taking shots to the head, now I'm
on my level. Getting to the bread, got that on my schedule. Money on my mind, you know I gotta get more. I see you dancing, can you do it on the floor?
Twerk some, baby girl, twerk some. Say you want more, so you better twerk some. I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some, twerk some. Baby girl, twerk some. You say you want more, so you better twerk some, twerk some. I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some.
Then I was fly, now I'm flyer than before. A bunch of bad chicks, yeah, they shaking on the floor. You can be my job, baby. Let me work some. These fly guys trying to see you twerk some. I damage the sheets like I damage the beat. How you blazing in that bed, that Miami heat? Got your legs like easy wider, they double wide. That'll make it a lot easier when I step aside. I'm double high, smoking on that mango sweet. And that's just the flavor of the papers. The coming all color, different flavors. The yellow and purple just like a Laker. Purple and yellow just like a Laker. Purple and yellow just like a Laker.
Twerk some, baby girl, twerk some. Say you want more, so you better twerk some, twerk some. Cause I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some, baby girl, twerk some. You say you want more, so you better twerk some, cause I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some.
Rhymer than the boxer, than the boxer. Said her name Casey, and she tried the boys crazy. So I took her to the crib, showed her how I live. And the only thing that faced her was a razor by her navel. Had to go a little tougher. Bad mom, bad mom, yeah. Mad, thirsty, so they probably dropped her up for the next dude. So what you get her, she gon' get you. Last, you ain't understand that, yeah. But baby girl, I'm not, I ain't got time to bullshit with ya. So tell me if you're gonna not, if you not, call a cab, you can wait at the spot. I'm not the type of dude that can stay in the mood. Why you playing little games, steady breaking the rules? It's 3 a.m. and I thought you knew what's up. But now I got you here and you acting like you're stuck. Baby girl, I ain't gonna wait, I promise I will leave you up. Up in a way, or you can stay. And we can play love joke cooking in the morning. But first you gotta
twerk some, baby girl, twerk some. Say you want more, so you better twerk some, twerk some. Cause I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some, twerk some. Baby girl, twerk some. You say you want more, so you better twerk some, twerk some. Cause I ain't in the mood, man. With a plan, better stop playing. Twerk some.
Twerk something. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we get down, man. That was just the Skywalkers with Twerk Something. Let's go to the hotlines and get some feedback. Let's see, 504-493, you're now live on Diva Spot. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Skywalker Obi, and I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. We are definitely happy that you called in so we could talk something. But before we go any further, we got to give you the 20th century. Everything we do is a movie.
Heard that.
Tell us about Twerk Something, who produced it, and the artist on the track.
Twerk Something is produced by a producer in Brooklyn by the name of B Coder Beats. And the artists on that are the Skywalkers, the group individually, though. It's O.B. Hunter and Harper.
And that's what's up. What? How did Twerk Something came about? You say if you want more, then twerk something. If I want more, what?
It says if you want to dance. Like, you say you want to move, so you better twerk something. It's like you say you want to get active, so you might as well be about it and start talking about it.
Yeah, right? I think twerking something and moving and dancing is most definitely needed in the club nowadays because those booty dudes that be coming up in the club now, please dance, ladies, dance, sweat.
Nah,
you know,
nah.
Ain't nothing wrong with yeah, Coco. How y'all think Coco's so fine? You want to know why Coco body is like that? Because she love dancing. Beyonce, because she love dancing. Jennifer Lopez,
right.
Because she love dancing. Ladies, dancing
please.
Is the new thing to do. You can start small. You ain't got to go throwing your highest stilettos. First, you want to start low, you know, eat
first
right, up. Dance, and twerk something. And you, if you twerk it, girl, I mean twerk it like it was your last twerk.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Twerk it like it was your last twerk. And if, in order for you to twerk something, you got to sweat. So if you're not sweating, you ain't twerking.
Exactly. You know what she's talking about, so y'all better listen.
If you ain't sweating, then you're not doing nothing. You got to break a sweat. I mean, your panties got to get wet. You got to sweat. Now, I wouldn't recommend that in the club. I mean, at home.
I would.
Work it out, ladies. Don't get your panties soaking wet at the club. Soak them before the club. You know, just work out until your back, your breasts, all your curves is sweaty. That's when you know you had a good workout.
Yeah.
Let's get. I can go on and on about working that ass because I'm sitting on 40s. You know, I'm 5'7", I'm 190, I'm thick like cornbread, and I'm all hips and butt. It is not for all the men out there that love fat booties. It's very, very hard to shop for these booties and these hips, brothers. That's why y'all don't want to go to the store for us. So y'all to know. It's something carrying these things around. So we got to keep those shoes on. We got to run. We got to do all we can to maintain the ass, because if we don't, it's going to start getting bigger than the thighs, and then most likely we won't be able to move around how we used to.
Real talk.
I think you'll always be able to twerk.
Yeah, you're right, because I've seen some big chicks. All right, that's another show. Let's give some feedback. Mr. Keys, give us your feedback on twerk something.
Let's see. First of all, what's up to my man from the Skywalkers? How you doing, dog?
What's going on, man?
Nothing major. Chicago shut him. Persian the 504. That's what's up. I definitely heard Wiz in the beat. Wiz Khalifa. Wiz was all in that beat. And the first man up, was that you?
Nah, that was my homie, Hunter.
Hunter had the Wiz flow for real.
Right.
And it's definitely a good track. Good feel. Real light, real easy. Feel good music. That's the best thing in the world, is feel good music. I'm tired of the struggle music. No offense to all the artists. But, I'm trying to feel good. It's 2011. My bill's been paid for like 6 months now. I want to feel good now. You know what I mean?
I dig it. You got about the whole, it's time to enjoy myself.
I'm out. It's all good now. We out the hood now. And my feedback from that joint, I can't wait to hear it live. I can't wait to hear it on my loudspeaker. I got a surround sound in my bedroom and in the living room, and I'm working on doing one in the kitchen too. I just like music, but I can't wait to hear it, because I know when we hear it over the phone, it sounded a little bit rough for me, so I couldn't hear the lyrics. You know, I'm a lyric person, but as far as the beat, I like the beat. I like the knock that go with it, and it does have good delivery, but I really want to be able to hear you guys a lot more clearer and hear what you have to say, because that's one of the things that's important as well. You can have, it's so many songs out there that have a banging beat, good production, and the lyrics and what they're talking about just jack the whole song up.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely, for me hearing it now, I give it a B, but I'm pretty sure when I hear it on loudspeaker, it's going to get an A for me. So that's what's up. You got this one that you sent me called Roses. Tell me about Roses.
Roses is a song a lot of people request when we do shows. It's basically just a song. It's an R&B song about the women I've had dealings with, and just summing them all up into the one word, roses.
Go ahead and introduce that.
That's the Skywalker OB.
Right there.
And this is the Roses song that y'all want to hear. I know you do, even if you haven't heard of it. It's coming up right now. Let's go, me and Diva.
Live on Diva Star Radio, y'all. Let's go.
Smile that you had to give me hope. And you turn and you look away. It's like you're finally thinking about letting me in, but then you run me right away. It's your love and madness. You're so attracted to you. It's the things that you do that got me stuck upon you.
another mixture, sunshine mixing with caramel, cinnamon, brown skin. It's the dialect, way that you talk, way that you walk, got a nigga lost to know that it's you. It's the way that you get so much that it hurts. The way your eyes widen when you curse me. It's a look my way and it's worse than one you, girl. I love you, girl. And I don't know why, but you're all on my mind. And my heart said he adores you. You're the one that he's thinking of all the time. Your smiles bring pleasure to my day. Heaven can wait for you. Cause you're all that I need to be.
That's a nice little snippet right there. Was that song live?
No, that wasn't. But the beat is really, really dope, though.
Yeah, I like that. It's kind of got that D'Angelo feel.
D'Angelo
made very good music. He made very good music, and he knew how to get women in the mood to feel sensual and sexual and delighted all at the same time. So. I like that joint right there. I'm looking forward to hearing these songs later. I go back and I listen to the shows and I listen to the music. I have to listen to it like verbatim over and over again because it's important for me not to just feel the music but to understand it. And I think that's what happened with a lot of the music now. People hear it but they're not listening.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You can hear what I'm saying, but I need you to feel my music. Fans feel music. Other people listen. You know? That's just my own personal opinion.
No, that's just the truth. That's all that is. The truth right there.
Wow. For the I just had an artist email me and ask me about the track that he sent me. He was like, "Diva, why you ain't playing my track? What happened? I sent it to you. You told me to submit it, and you didn't play it. Damn. Do I have to pay my child support with you? Wow." And then the thing about it is, I don't even know who this person is. He sent me a track, not labeled or nothing, from an email. It doesn't have your name. It doesn't have any contact information. So I'm sorry that I didn't pay my child support.
Wow, to you. Real.
Yeah, I felt kind of threatened.
Man, just try to resubmit it again, man, and label it, and you'll be all right, man.
Yeah, you know, he got real sensitive on that.
Well, I remember when you talked dirty. Get your mad ass in this pool with me.
Bogus. Me. Yo. Right?
Okay.
I like how they had that on call just like that. That was dope.
Yes, they hold me down over there on the switchboard. I love them. All I gotta do is point, and they'll make it happen. Cause you know we got a whole bunch of sensitive situations.
You heard me. I said homo.
Point right at them. I love them.
Oh man, that guy.
Oh man, we definitely have fun over here. You got into the after hours. If you're still on the line, if you're still tuning in, you are now on the after hours of Diva Spot Radio. All you got to do, your admission ticket is www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Log in online because if you're not on the line right now, calling in, you won't be able to get in. It's the VIP section, baby. Let's get into some more music. Oh, and I want to talk about the daggone hackers that hacked PBS and they hacked the PBS website and posted that Tupac is still alive and he's in Bermuda. You damn hackers, knock it off. That is not cool, especially when you talking about Tupac. Come on. Yeah. And for all those people who got Twitter accounts and Facebook and all the other stuff, you know how you be getting those DM messages. Oh, it's a picture of you, and somebody said really something bad about you. Don't click on those. Those are viruses. Be aware of the apps that you allow access to your account, because that's another way for a hacker to get in. Every 90 days, I change my password. I always do. No matter what it is, you guys, change your password. And FYI, if you broke up with somebody, change your password on your phone. Change your password on your debit card. I don't care what it is. Change your password, because you got some vindictive exes out there that will ruin your life because they mad, because they heartbroken.
Oh, man. Exes are the worst.
Why we just can't have a, what happened to people? I honestly feel like a relationship is an investment. I'm the company. This is Diva Spot ENT Incorporated. When you meet me and you ask for my telephone number, that's the application. I'm giving you an application. So when you call me and when we set up a date to go out, that's the interview. In this interview, you already got the application. You called me, which means you filled it out. We met up, and we went out on a date. Most likely all ladies at public places. I don't care how charming and how good he looked and how sexy he is, always in a public place. But when you sit down with that person and you have that date, that's the interview. And watch out for the representative. The representative is the person that's going to tell you all the good things about the person, the benefits and all this other stuff. But then it always a proven fact, 30 to 90 days. Well, let's say 30 to 60 now. 30 to 60 days, you meet the client. The representative told you all the good things about them, but here it is 30 to 60 days later, and you met the client. The client got insecurity issues. They got they clingy, you know, they possessive. They didn't work where they said they worked at. They got an extra kid they didn't tell you about. They got an ex they didn't tell you about. Or they don't live in the neighborhood that you dropped them off in. You want to get to know these people. After that, you know, the first date, you can decide whether or not you want to bring this person on to your company, that 90-day probation period. After the 90 days, you can decide if you want to take them on full-time for the year. After the year, you decide if you want them to be a partner of your company. So the application, which is the telephone number, the interview, which is the first date, the 90-day probational period, and the year is when you decide if you want to bring them on to your company. You are an investment. You are a company, and once you start to think of yourself as a company or an investment, I'm not going to say this, that this works 90% of the times, but I'll tell you 75%, it'll save you a lot of drama, because what happens is she looking real good, he looking real good, we get it in after sex, now all of a sudden we own each other. No, I chose to be with you. That's just point blank period. And when you get that person, and if they're good for the team, they're good for the company, make sure you have to do what you got to do so you won't have to ask for that second chance, like Mr. Keys put it out there. But that song will always work. I know 90% of the time somebody asks for a second chance when they mate and they play that song, it just might work. And ladies, remember to keep twerking something like Skywalker's told y'all.
Very sound.
There you go. 1,000. Just saying, gotta give so much love to my girl Alicia. She definitely doing her thing over there. Y'all make sure y'all holler at her on Facebook and look at the beautiful things that she's doing. Yeah, she is doing. It's amazing how much weight she lost, and she has the My Weight Loss Challenge, which is MWLC. And she went from 358 pounds to 197 pounds and still looking damn fierce. Congratulations, Queen. We love it when we see women doing things positive. Now, I don't have anything about the women in the industry or, you know, my thing is with the Facebook. I'm going to put it on blast. all you females out there that's doing back shots for your profile picture, save it for your man, not for your avatar. If you are not a professional model, you have no business in that position. And try to take the time out to clean the bathroom up before you decide to take a damn back shot, because it's just getting out of control. And y'all fail to realize a lot of y'all are doing stuff on Facebook, and it's affecting your employment, whether you're trying to get a job or you already had a job. If you got fired, most likely it's something that you did on Facebook. Or if you really didn't get the job, that's because these are employers, is 86% of employers are now checking the applicant's Facebook. Because you want to know why? Because most likely we'd be more comfortable and a lot more loose over there. And the representative, go back to the representative talk. You went to your interview, you told them all the good things about them. You were a team player. You originate ideals and you follow through. You're very detail-oriented. You're looking to have longevity with the company. But you go over to, they go over to Facebook and you on there like, I'm about to get fucked up. Where the hole is at? And blacking on your baby father. Like, are y'all serious? Who wants to hire you doing that? Just some food for thought. I thought I'd put that out there.
Oh, man. Can I say something real quick?
You can say whatever you want to say, baby. You can say whatever you like.
Whatever I like? Oh, man. No. I might be VIP, but nah. But I just tweeted it, and I mean it, because of what you just said. All my breakups from now on will go like this. I'm sorry, but your employment on RF Key's music has been terminated. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to say that and walk away. And they're going to say, what did he say to me?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my damn.
Yo, I like that. Well, you can say that rather than send a text. You say, you know what? I'm sorry, but your employment, the RF Keys music has been terminated. You know how they do on Top Model? They be like, collect your things now and leave immediately.
Nah, it's not going to be closed. Your things have been placed into a car outside. All you have to do now, there are Kleenex in the left door handle. Handle your business, and peace be with you. That's all I'm going
to say. I like how that's a very professional and mild way to take care of that situation. And, you know, and for all you people, it is not.
Is this a black thing?
I think all breakups should end on a good note. You know, we had a good run, and it just didn't work out, and keep it moving. And I think the drama come in when you still with the person and you cheat on them. Why? I mean, if you want to smash somebody else and you want to be with somebody else, me personally, I would want to have freedom. I don't want to be all ducking and going all the way over to three or four cities away and being a backstreet bandit. Nah, Diva likes to get hers when she wants hers. So get rid of the baggage. Get rid of the old boo. Take some time to get yourself together because, you know, you got to get an old boo, especially if they wanted them crazy and deranged. You got to give them 30 days to get their shit together. And by the second week from the 30 days, if they still want some stalker shit, get a restraining order. There's nothing wrong with getting a restraining order. Men, women do this all the time. When we break up with a dude, we call it a starter kit. We change our locks, we get some mace, and we get a restraining order. We call that shit a starter kit. Y'all may not know, but Diva going to tell y'all, when you break up with a dude and you really done with him and he was living with you, you kicked his ass out, you change your locks, you get you some mace. Some chicks get a gun. But you get you some mace and you get you a restraining order. That's a starter kit for you to move on with life. So for
and
those men who don't, go ahead, King, I couldn't hear you.
And you change your hair.
Yeah, you change your hair, too. you a new chick. I don't know. Some chicks is going all crazy. Probably cut their hair off, or a dark chick wearing blonde platinum hair. Why do women do that? Queens, I know we have a lot of options out there to pick a lot of different hairstyles, but stay close to your skin color. Please don't be cocoa brown or dark chocolate and you got platinum blonde in your hair, like all over. Or don't, I hate when chicks do this, get the ponytail, the hair is one color, but the ponytail is a whole different color. Who does that? That don't look good. We are not laughing with you. We laughing at you, ma, and we taking pictures and posting them on the internet. Better days, I'm telling y'all, better days, but you got to keep your head up. Let's get into some Tupac, man.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Kareem.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac can, if don't nobody else can. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brother clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
No doubt. To live and die in L.A., California.
What you say about Los Angeles? It's the only place for me. It never rains.
Live and die in LA, where every day we try. try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing coming, to chase it. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury niggas close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, nigga got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, liking the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My hands. Can't get no stranger, full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many niggas getting three strikes off from jail. Swear to be right across from hell. I can't cry, cause it's home now. I'm just a nigga on his own now. Living like thug staff, so I can't smile right into my peoples when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and bitches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and Z's. All them other niggas copycats, D's and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every nigga in LA got a little bit of thug in him. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in LA. Let my angels sing.
They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's off the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Jay Black. On that front line tip, everybody fall back. Guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage in them dudes. On that spiritual tip with Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just beat them good news. Yeah, leave it Mary Kay. You are now rockin' with your Diva Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I definitely enjoyed the day, Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase. We definitely went in. We came to the end of the show. Mr. Keys, tell them how to get in contact with you, where to follow you at, where to Facebook you at, and where to find your music as well before we get out of here.
All right. Everyone, I am followable on Twitter. At RF Keys. That's Keys with an S, not a Z, just in case you were wondering. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page of RF Space Keys. And if you want to be my friend on Facebook, just type in Reese Finley. That's R-E-E-S-E. Finley is F as in Frank, I-N-L-E-Y. I accept anybody. As long as you're being positive, I'm cool with you. You can find my music at rfkeysmusic.bandcamp.com. Ooh, that's a lot to spell. That is rfkeysmusic.bandcamp.com. I'm looking forward to you listening, maybe downloading, hopefully doing a show somewhere where you are one of these days. Also, look out for my man K. James. He and I will be doing a lot of work together in the near future. He's followable on Twitter at Just K. James. That's at sign J-U-S-T underscore K-J-A-M-E-S. Steve Mary Kay, I definitely enjoyed being on your show tonight. I appreciate the love you showed me, and I appreciate what you're doing out here with this music.
No problem. I'm definitely looking forward to doing more shows and more business with you in the near future. I got your information here. I got your number here, so I'm definitely going to stay in contact so we can move forward with doing more big things, because I really appreciate your music and I like what you're doing.
All right, I definitely appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Keep grinding, baby. Creep God, Skywalkers, holla at us. Tell us where we can follow you, Facebook you, find your music, and contact you.
Hell yeah. Y'all can contact me facebook.com/theskywalkers, the Skywalkers with an A-S, not an E-R-S. Twitter at the Skywalkers, MySpace/the Skywalkers, Google the Skywalkers. Everything's going to pop up.
That's what's up. I definitely look forward to having you guys come back as well and doing a school full exclusive interview on Frontline Fridays. I have to thank everybody that tuned in to the show tonight. This is how we're going to get down on Tuesdays. We're going to do the Diva Spot Indie Artist Showcase, and we do it live. That's why we do it live. I like everything live because it's not pre-recorded. It's real. So any other artists that you know, anybody that's tuning in, tell them every Tuesday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, Diva Mary Kay is live and taking live submissions, meaning that you will have to be listening to the show and submit your music live so we can get it uploaded and play it right then and there and get feedback. You definitely have to call in to support your music. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Check me out tomorrow, Wednesday, on Women's Chronicles. The hot topic is my kids or my child doesn't take to my mate. Queens, we need to talk about this topic. It's very important. Kings, y'all invited too. But we're going to go deep in on the situation. Do you have concerns that your children or your child does not take to your mate? We're going to get deep down into how children respond to new people, how or new mates, and what queens should be looking out. And let's get down to the real, get these skeletons out the closet. It's Women's Chronicles. That's why it's real. Again, y'all follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. I'm out of here, y'all.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.